Good morning. I was very privileged to visit Kenya in Africa. As well as the statutory safari, I had the less usual holiday activity of staying as a guest in a hospital, not as a patient, but as a guest. I was visiting the head doctor. He gave me the priceless experience of following him on his rounds all day long. On one occasion, he wrote out a prescription for an outpatient who was in great pain and gave it to the poor sufferer. Sitting like a fly on the wall, I watched intently as the man held up the prescription in front of his face. He stared at it for a while, then I understood his dilemma. He was a poor man in both senses, a poor sufferer of great pain and a poor man of little money. I could see it on his face. He was weighing up the pain of putting up with the pain as against the pain of paying for his prescription. What a choice to have to make. We are more fortunate in this country. Mind you, we all have moments when we have to weigh up relative pains. I was listening to a very interesting programme on the radio about a prisoner of conscience. The man had been tortured in prison for his beliefs. The interviewer asked the obvious question, "How did you survive the torture?" His answer was fascinating. "I thought about the physical pain of torture. It is very painful, but the scars could heal in time. Then I thought about the psychological pain of feeling guilty for betraying my beliefs and principles. That guilt might never heal. So I preferred to suffer temporary physical pain rather than suffer the eternal psychological pain of feeling guilty." In other words, he chose to endure the physical pain of torture as the lesser evil. Beware of selling our souls for short-term avoidance of pain. There's the famous story of Faust and the devil. For short-term gain, Faust tied his eternal destiny to the devil. Put more positively, the pain of doing the right thing is worth it. Even if it is very painful, it is not so painful as the eternal guilt of knowing that we've done the wrong thing.